Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop with us. Food Friday, June 12th. I'm Ray Graff. Well, you know, it's been a long week and a half. We had a long, fun drive. It ended Wednesday. It was fantastic. You were lovely. But, you know, we're on the broadcast side. We're getting a little tired. So today, my spirits have been lifted because the High Priestess of Pie is back. Ellen Gray is the owner and operator of a blog entitled No More Mr. Nice Pie. She lives for pie. I also live for pie. So let's talk about pie. Call us at 800-348-2551 if you have a poignant pie question. 800-348-2551. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Okay, call too, 800-348-2551. Delicious summer pies, Ellen Gray, right after the news. Hello again, welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff, it's Food Friday, and today we welcome back Ellen Gray. Ellen is a food writer, recipe developer, educator, professional pie whisperer. More than that, she's something of a guru, a sensei, if you will, about pies. Her work has appeared in Better Homes and Gardens, Sever, Food 52, Munchies, and Jewish Food Society. With a reverence for culinary history and a slightly raised eyebrow toward contemporary food trends, Ellen chronicles her baking calendar on the great and frequently hilarious blog, No More Mr. Nice Pie. Her favorite pie is whatever happens to be there. So let's talk pie. The number is 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can email the show as we roll along at voxpop@wamc.org. Ellen Gray, what a delight to see you.
Delighted to be here, Ray. Happy summer.
Yeah, happy summer. How was the drive? Good?
Drive was tranquil. Nothing monumental. No shattered windshields.
For bringing that up.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We practically had a show prior to the show, didn't we? We just been mulling over the week's events.
Shooting the breeze. Complaining. I didn't know that you were a quality complainer. That was great.
Thank you. And handing away the hand pies.
Oh,
I noticed that.
You brought some pies.
Happened. Well, there are fewer now.
Yeah, that's true.
You invited some friends.
And I did. I had two hand pies before the
How
show.
You doing?
I feel great. Okay. Best I've felt all day.
I'm pleased to hear
but
that.
But not as good as I'll feel later.
Perhaps. Maybe 3 o'clock.
Maybe. About 5 o'clock.
We've had a very busy week, and I wanted to bring you some summertime pies because it is, in fact, summer. And one of the pies I wanted to bring you today featured ice cream. But then
it was,
the temperature soared to 90 degrees and humidity.
Yeah.
So I had to sort of circle back and come up with something different.
I
still
think you
summery.
Did very well.
Thank you. But we're going to talk about pie. I promise we will. But I learned earlier that not only did I miss the excitement of the second half of the basketball game on Wednesday night because I was so saddened by the first half.
You turned it off.
Yes, I had to go to work the next day.
Oh, you got to have faith.
And you, wrapping up the fundraiser, which was congratulations.
Thank you.
Very impressive.
It was a long day Wednesday, but we got it done.
Got it done, but you missed the game.
I was exhausted and asleep by 7, which was embarrassing.
Oh.
But it worked.
It worked.
But the end of the game, oh, my God.
Well, here we are.
Yeah.
So, having said that, I thought it would be fun to play a little sports trivia.
Oh, great.
And I promise we will circle back to pie. We will take some calls. But we're going to talk about Wednesday night's game.
I need to talk to my producer about this first. Let me text him real quick.
All right, find
Dear
out.
Dear Ray, is this okay? Yes, all right, fine. Go ahead.
So now that I know that you're a sports fan, I'm a lesser sports fan, unless it's with New York, then I'm a keen sports fan.
Right.
All right. And I think you're a scholarly type.
No.
You read, you know a little bit about trivia and history.
Most of our listeners know I can barely read. I mean, so let's just stop that.
Okay, but you can look at pictures.
Right.
All right. So can you tell me what year the Knicks were founded? Do you know when that all came to be?
Well, I know they were playing in the 50s, probably the 40s.
Yeah,
I would
good.
Say the 40s.
Okay,
yes.
1946.
Okay,
if you want to just tuck that information
all right,
away.
Fine.
All right.
Why?
Did you know that there was a New York team prior to the Knicks?
Right.
Also called the New York Knickerbockers.
Did not know that.
Okay.
Thank you for this.
1845. also known as the Knickerbocker Nine. They were baseball players.
Huh.
Okay. Now, they were the Knickerbocker Nine, played in New York for a year, moved out to New Jersey, kept the name.
Like the Nets, and then they came back.
Okay. 1809.
Ah.
Washington Irving, author, pen name, Diedrich Knickerbocker.
Okay.
He wrote a satirical parody. It was called History of New York. And it was satirical, and it was a little biting, and it had some things to say. But he referred to the descendants of the Dutch as Knickerbockers.
Right. Okay, fine.
Okay.
Right.
And you know, in those days, Knickerbockers were, it was eventually shortened to the Knicks.
Right.
But Knickerbockers were short pants, and they were worn with high socks. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes there was maybe a little red trim. They were red and white. There was also a Hotel Knickerbocker in New York.
Okay.
And so there was a great allegiance to the term Knickerbocker and
right.
New York City.
Okay.
And ultimately, the Knickerbockers basketball team decided that the name Knicks aligned with New York.
Sure.
And so they
sure.
shortened it, and they've been the Knicks. Did they have a mascot? Okay. They did not. They did
all
not.
Right. Did she take her meds today?
No.
Is it
okay.
Really? Okay.
Now we're going to circle back to pie.
All right.
Did what? You know that there is a dessert called the Knickerbocker Glory?
I did not know that.
Okay.
Explain that.
All right.
If
so the Knickerbocker Glory is an ice cream dessert.
Oh, I love that.
And it is swirls of strawberries, depending on the season, maybe cherries if they're in season.
Okay.
And it's swirled through vanilla ice cream.
Oh.
It's served in a leggy glass, you know, very tall.
Yeah.
And you serve it with a very long spoon.
Ooh.
And I wanted to bring you a Knickerbocker Glory pie.
Hmm.
But because of the temperature, I decided against the ice cream.
Yeah.
But what else is a New York dessert?
Cheesecake.
Bingo.
Okay.
Okay, you win.
Thank you. Wow.
So that's what we have.
Oh, you brought a cheesecake? That's
so
a cheesecake.
Now, my daughter and I talk about this often, that cheesecake can technically be considered pie. It is a filling in a crust.
Right. But you don't think of it that way, right?
I like cheesecake any which way.
But what? But come on. You're the pie expert.
This
it's not
is
a pie.
This is a cheesecake pie. Cheesecake has been considered pie in terms of recipes for decades. Back of the box, you know, there was always like a cream cheese pie, sweetened condensed milk,
right.
had a cheesecake pie, and it was in a crust. So here you have.
That's beautiful.
A Knickerbocker
Glory. You have the the wafers on the side.
Well,
there.
Because that's how they garnished the ice creams.
You're kidding me. This
very
is
popular in the UK. Should you go to the UK on your day off next week?
No.
You can also. Do you remember Wimpy's hamburger chain?
Downstate thing.
Mm,
maybe
yeah.
vaguely from being on the island.
Okay.
But I don't.
Yeah.
No.
But it was on their dessert menu, very popular.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, let me just say one thing, a couple things. One, our guest today is Ellen Gray. The topic is pies here on Food Friday, 800-348-2551, unless you want to try your hand at sports trivia. All right, here's the deal.
Okay.
On Wednesday, we got through the fun drive about
yes.
11:30 in the morning. I had Vox Pop at 2. It was a show about clean energy and advanced technologies. The guy, the guest, Dan DeLurie, brilliant guy, worked in the White House. He starts talking about his mother's pie. And I said, wow, this is an odd twist. And then here it is on Food Friday, and the pie lady is talking about sports trivia. Have I died? Have I had some sort of attack? What happened?
I don't know. We'll find out after the next break,
you
I
know,
suspect.
Are you trying to take me to break? Are you talking me down?
Well, no, I'm not talking you down. I'm going to slice this now. And
do
I'm,
it.
And, all right.
Do
all
it
right.
while we're on the air. This is wonderful. This is radio, warts and all, sports and all. 800-348-2555. It's Ellen Gray today. And by the way, I believe we put the pictures of these beautiful pies on our social media. At least that's what I was told, including the one that says WAMC Public Radio.
Yeah.
And that's a blackberry pie.
This is a blueberry pie. This is classic blueberry pie.
Is it not? It's not blueberry season yet, though, right?
It's inching its way.
When you make a blueberry pie, is it okay to use the frozen stuff?
It is okay. I I tend to use fresh blueberries.
How did you get them, though? I thought they're not due for a couple few weeks.
Well, you can find them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you go out in the back, out in the bushes, and pick some?
I did not.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the number's 800-348-2551. All right. So this pie.
Yes.
I'll call it a cheesecake, although I can't even see it. There are so many strawberries
because
on it.
It's a Knickerbocker cheesecake.
Okay,
pie.
And then there's cherries on it, too, that look delicious.
Seasonal.
Did I ever tell you the story about my grandmother?
No, please do.
So, back in the day, my father might have had a few boxes of cherry bombs. He was a Long Island kid, and he liked that sort of thing. They get out the Whammo slingshot and shoot them up in the air. Not too safe, and the cops didn't like it that much. But he had one leftover box from years before. They were in the house. I don't know why. I didn't know about this. So you know how the old ladies would often put the fruit basket with wax fruit out on the tables?
Yes.
A bunch of cherries. And we sat down at the dinner table, and my father said, "Get that out of here." She had put cherry bombs in the wax fruit on the table.
This explains so much.
What do you mean?
No,
my general lack of intelligence?
It's all making sense now.
I see.
These are real. These are not wax fruit. And these are local strawberries. These are Pennsylvania strawberries.
Ooh,
and
okay.
they taste like strawberries or snozzberries. Go ahead.
Did you cut it?
No, but take a strawberry.
Oh, take a strawberry. Okay.
And see how tiny they are?
They are. They're very delicate.
And see how freckle-faced they are?
They are beautiful.
And they don't taste like cucumber.
Do the bigger? How do you know I'm not a cucumber person? Do you listen to this show? Why is it smaller strawberries are sweeter?
Because it's very concentrated. It's a very, it's a very, very short season. And you plant them in the spring and you hope and pray that they will be, prolific in the season. And then it rains. And then we're out of luck.
Then it's going to rain all next week, I heard. Isn't that nice? Ellen Gray, this is the most demented introduction of a show we've done yet. Let's take a break here and just catch our breath. 800-348-2551. Ostensibly, it's pies. We'll see what happens. We'll be back. Robert Gomez Trio, I-20 Blues here on Vox Pop, 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday with Ellen Gray, and we are setting radio standards here left and right. You're cutting the cheesecake.
The Knickerbocker.
Cheese pie, that you're calling it a pie. While you're doing that, you mind taking a call? Would you be all right with that?
I'd love to take
okay.
a call.
Okay. Lauren, you're on for the sports trivia. Lauren and Troy, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Oh, hi, Lauren.
Excuse me.
She's
calling. Hi there. I am calling because I saw the strangest thing on TV last night. Patty Hinnich made a cheesecake crust out of popcorn, orange peel, Mexican cinnamon, and brown sugar. She put all of those ingredients.
Lauren, can I stop you there for a minute?
Sure.
We had a technical.
We had the wrong headphones plugged. It's been that kind of week. We had the wrong headphones plugged in.
Just
for
backtrack
Ellen
just an inch. Yeah, just backtrack.
You can hear her now?
Okay.
Okay.
Did you get any of the ingredients?
Well, is this the popcorn? The popcorn crust?
Yes.
Okay.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
Orange peel, Mexican cinnamon, and brown sugar, and she put it all in the blender, blended it. And, it came out like one of those sandy crusts.
Like
she pressed into the mold.
Okay.
And then later she poured her cheesecake filling into it. Hmm. I had never heard of such a thing.
Popcorn crust. I've never heard of such a thing.
Saltine cracker crust is a thing.
Okay.
Corn flake crust is a thing. So why not popcorn crust?
Have you ever done that, though?
Not with popcorn. But I've used popcorn as a garnish on a pie, like made a little caramel, salty caramel with the popcorn, and that's very tasty on a pie, on the top. I don't know about the crust. It's kind of intriguing. I'm a big fan of orange zest in many pie applications, but I'm not sure if I'm a orange popcorn
person. Why don't you whip something up here on the next break? Just What about, gosh, there's all kinds of things. What about like Cheetos crust? Could you do that?
That is, you know, chips and salty things like that in savory. In savory.
It works?
With savory fillings, yes.
So, Lauren, did you try this?
No, I didn't. I don't know these things.
Oh, I think you could give it a whirl.
I never cook anything. I enjoy watching.
You know what?
But I had
me too.
Stayed with it because whoever heard of popcorn pie crust?
I'm with you, Lauren. Right. I have never heard of such a thing, and Ellen Gray apparently has but has never done it. So that ought to tell you all you need to know.
Okay.
Lauren, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. Okay. The cheesecake is fabulous, all right?
I had
a bite while you were talking to Lauren.
This is
amazing stuff. Really, it's simple.
I mean, love cheesecake.
Yeah.
I do.
And it's good for you. Did you know that? Packed with vitamins and minerals and, yeah.
I didn't know that.
You ever make a Geritol cheesecake?
No. That's like, what is it? Vegemite or Vegemite cheesecake. That doesn't call to me. But this one, do you know what's in this? What kind of
cheese?
Philadelphia.
Of course. It has to be.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, maybe we're both having episodes here. The number is 800-348-2551. It's Pies Today with Ellen Gray. Oh, gosh. You're going to watch the game tomorrow night, right? What pie are you going to make for the Knicks game tomorrow night?
We haven't talked about that yet.
Okay.
But we will.
You will. Are you going to make the ice cream deal?
Well, it depends. I have I'll have some visitors, a visitor from Canada.
Ah, visitor from the north.
Yeah, so we may have to check in and see what his thoughts are.
Is this visitor from the north a Knicks fan?
I would think so.
Could be Toronto fan, right?
Probably not.
All right, let's go to the phones once again. Because things can't get stranger. Let's go to Chris and Who's a Tonic. Chris, you're on.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you make passion fruit pies and papaya pies?
Passion
dragon fruit pies?
Passion fruit, yes. I've used dragon fruit on tarts mostly. And papaya, I like papaya, but not with the same enthusiasm that I
Why do you hate papaya?
I don't hate it. I think that's a harsh word.
I
like papaya.
Subtext here is you're not a fan at all.
I love passion fruit.
Really?
Yeah, because it's bright and it's tart and it goes well with lime. It goes well with
have
orange.
Have you ever had papaya mousse?
Have you ever had papaya mousse?
I have not. Or in a pie shell, or just in a glass?
That's a great question. Chris?
Yeah, on a glass.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Are you thinking of making a pie with papaya?
I'm going to try to make a pie with papaya, yeah.
Okay.
Down the road.
Why don't you make a cheesecake and put some papaya on top?
That's...
You see?
See, you're learning. You are such a quick study.
Chris, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. It's Surreal Edition of Pies with Ellen Gray here. And what's this other pie?
Would you like to try it?
What is it?
Okay, it's classic blueberry.
I love me some blueberry. Oh, that's right. We talked about
this. We talked about
it. We talk about it on the air or off the air?
In the same show.
Really?
On the same day.
Oh,
in the same studio.
It's been a long week. I'm
apparently
sorry.
Apparently so. You know, blueberry pie is tricky stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't always play nicely.
Well, now, explain. It gets too runny?
It is. Yeah, it gets too runny. And
you put the pectin in.
I don't put pectin in.
Oh, go ahead.
No, but do you put pectin in your blueberry pie?
Of course
not. No, you
do
not.
No, but my papaya pies, yes, for sure.
Separate entity. Blueberry pie takes its sweet time to bake and to thicken.
Mm-hmm.
And in commercial settings, often people will come in and they will want a fresh blueberry pie. They want it right out of the oven. They want it still warm, you know, so it's like trembling.
It's great when you put vanilla ice cream on it when it's really hot like that.
But you cannot slice it when it's hot.
Yeah.
And you really shouldn't slice it even when it's tepid because it's not going to hold its shape.
So you eat the whole thing? What do you mean?
Well, it's patience.
I see what you mean. So how long do you wait before you...
Hours.
Okay. And how long ago did you make that?
Hours.
Okay. All right.
But you should wait. I mean, it's at least 4 hours for a blueberry pie.
Why couldn't you just refrigerate it?
Because it's not going to keep the center. It's not going to cool off. It's also going to impact the crust.
Hmm.
Just want it to just let it be. Let it live its best blueberry pie life and cool down.
Did you know that I'm not allowed to cut cakes or pies at my house?
There must be a reason for that.
Well, the cakes, I don't cut evenly. I will cut at an angle, and my children find that to be offensive. So you can't draw a straight line through the cake.
Oh, I see.
So I'm never allowed to cut the first slice of cake because I'm a little off. Okay. And then the pie, it doesn't matter whether it's blueberry or anything else, it just falls apart. The first piece always falls apart when I do it.
A fresh pie.
Any kind of pie.
Well, maybe it's cut too soon. Maybe it needs to just have some time to hold itself together. I'm also, now that you mentioned cake, I am going to suggest to you that on the great World Wide Web, there are many ways to slice cakes, and you don't necessarily have to go from the, you know, outside to the center.
Ah.
You could cut it the way wedding cakes are often cut, where
squares.
It's more wedges. Yeah.
Oh, tell the little brats
a
that.
Circle
That's
with wedges.
Fine.
Yeah, you could do that.
Get geometry. Off my back, you little brats. I'm doing it right, Ellen Gray said so.
I said so, exactly. Oh, I have to meet these folks.
My children? My darling children?
Yeah.
If I'll tell you what, if you were in a room with pie and my children,
yeah,
you'd lose a hand. 800-348-2551, they would be all over it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Terrifying.
Yeah, okay. they like their cakes and pies.
All right.
So anyway, you're going to cut the blueberry pie.
I am going to cut the blueberry
pie. You missed a
pie.
Spot there.
I didn't miss a spot. I'm working my way around.
All right. Okay. So this pie has been sort of congealing for a couple of hours
now.
Yeah,
but you don't want it so dry that it's, you know, unpleasant. You want, here we go.
All right.
So also,
are you going to have some? You didn't have any cheesecake.
I would recommend not using your white linen table cloth.
Yeah.
For blueberry pie. All right.
Okay,
are you
fair
doing
enough.
Here? See, this is very stressful.
Why?
Well, because you're first slice.
You want to know something? I feel the same way. You're feeling stressed. I feel the same way when I'm trying to bag my own groceries and there's people behind me. Okay. Very stressful.
How'd we do?
I think it's pretty good. Okay. I mean, not the best, but certainly not the worst. It's excellent. 800-348-2551 is the number. It looks beautiful. I was only kidding you.
Is it holding its shape?
It is holding
its
shape.
And yet there's enough that if you had some melty vanilla ice cream with it, you'd be in good shape.
Hey, let me ask you a question while I'm having
away.
A piece of this.
Yeah,
and,
please.
And by the way, if you'd like to join this scintillating conversation, it's 800-348-2551. Is melty a word?
You know,
I
melty.
Hate that.
No, I have a word that's worse than melty.
What's that?
I have two words that
okay,
are worse
go.
Than melty, if you really want to get into it.
Go.
Gloves off. Oven mitts off.
Oven mitts.
Okay, here are the words.
All right.
Ooey.
Ooey.
Gooey.
Ooey gooey.
Okay. If I see that in a recipe, in an article about food, I have to look away.
I mean, I'll give you the ooey gooey because of the Fig Newton commercials in the 70s. Ooey gooey, rich and chewy. It conjures up a guy in a huge fig costume.
I remember that.
Very nostalgic.
Okay.
But melty. It's melted or...
It has melted.
Yes.
Okay. Or put that in the freezer. It will melt. Not melty.
This might be my last show, by the way. I'm not kidding. I mean, we've lost it.
Okay.
All right. Let's try the blueberry pie. All right. So here we go.
Okay. Real blueberry.
I try not to chew with the mic on, so I'll turn it off. Ready?
Okay. All right.
Oh, no, I'm only kidding.
Real blueberries and not frozen, although you can use frozen, but you have to sort of take that into account when you're adding your thickener.
Ellen, this is amazing.
That's
amazing.
Thank you.
You know, if you don't have an objection,
yeah,
I will take a little of the blueberry and put it on the cheesecake.
Well, there you go.
Did you ever have blueberry cheesecake?
Delicious.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
800-348-2551. Here on my last program, Ellen Gray is here. It's all about pies. And let's go. Okay. Do we have one? Yeah, we do. Lisa's in Saratoga. Hello, Lisa. You go ahead.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Ray. Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
I'm on the blueberry pie thing because I found a recipe that I never imagined before. And I struggled so long with blueberry pie that I had given up on it. And
okay.
I said, you know what? I'm going to give it one last shot.
Okay.
And it was very... a small amount of sugar and fresh blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe, I'm not home right now, but I don't believe there's anything else where you put like 2 cups of blueberries just shaken in sugar in the bottom of the crust,
yeah,
the raw crust, and then you put 2 cups of fresh blueberries on top,
mm-hmm,
and cover it. And that was it. And I got to tell you, it was one of the best blueberry pies I've ever made. And I wondered if you had ever heard of anything like that.
It's delicious. Nothing holding it together. No cornstarch or pectin?
Just sugar. Not that I can remember. I know it wasn't pectin because I don't have that in the house. So I'm sure it was that.
Flour?
Maybe?
Maybe flour.
Yeah.
But not a lot. That's why I was so intrigued.
Yeah, not a lot. I'm asking my friends here in the station.
Okay, your driver and me.
Yeah. Okay. What do we think about the sweetness level?
I think that, and I'm not kidding, okay? You know I would tell you if
you
I thought this was lousy. Sadly,
you would tell me.
This is the best blueberry pie I've ever had.
Okay.
It is perfect. It is spectacular. Lisa, if you could see this pie and taste this pie, you'd be very happy right now.
Okay. Well, you're very kind.
I'm mouth-watering, Ray.
You're very kind.
I have one other real quick question.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
About a weird crust that I found.
All right.
Because I make a lot of cheesecakes, and sometimes when I don't have time, I'll grab a graham cracker crust. Usually I make my own. But I was in the store the other day, and I saw a pecan crust made by, the graham cracker crust people.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it, and I just did a quickie, gelatin-y kind of a pie in it, and it was really good.
You know,
again, a little less sugar,
yeah,
a little more healthy with the nuts. But I never heard of the popcorn, the pecan.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No pecan. I love to use pecan sandies, from the little elf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those make a wonderful crust.
Yep.
And I mean, you could use any cookie,
fabulous,
basically. But that sounds delicious.
No.
My complaint with the store-bought
here we go
graham cracker
here
crust
we go, Lisa.
In a pinch,
right.
if it will help you continue.
Only in emergencies.
Right, exactly. All right. So, yes,
you don't have to defend yourself, Lisa.
No, but it's fine.
Where can I find your blueberry pie recipe?
It's on the website, and actually there are two. There is one recipe that says blueberry pie two ways, and you can read through that. And it also talks a little bit about thickening and sweetening. I don't like fruit pies that are too sweet, and I want it to taste like fruit.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, and this one has a little run to it, a little
Look at my
blueberry
piece. I've eaten.
But it does hold together.
It's holding together like a champion.
Because I pre-baked the crust, and I also pre-baked the filling a little bit before I put it in the pie shell.
Ah.
So there we go.
Okay.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks for calling, Lisa.
So what kind of nut did she say?
Pecan.
And the whole thing is crushed pecan?
No. Well, if you buy the cookies,
it's pecan sandy. Cookies.
Yeah. But you can do a pecan. You can do a nut crust. But I like to add something else to it because nuts have a lot of oil. When you grind them up, they can get oily if there's nothing else, sort of buffering it.
These blueberries, I mean, again, maybe it's in season now in New Jersey. And you guys, I think you come the farthest
perhaps
of anyone on this show regularly.
Perhaps.
It's a long drive. Maybe they're in season now. I think it was we did a gardening show yesterday, and I think it was a week or two up here to go before they're ready to go.
Yeah, we have South Jersey, and they come from other places. That's the thing now, that fruit, you can get fruit year-round from all over. But when the local stuff is available, like those strawberries or these blueberries, it's a treat.
Is there a berry that you will not make a pie with?
A poisonous berry.
I see. So, No, but I mean, really, is there one that is tough to deal with?
I like red currants, but I wouldn't do a straight currant pie. I would add it to peaches or I would add it to something else. So they're very, very tart.
It's just the tartness. It's not the texture or the holding together?
Yeah, no, they're very, very tart. You'd have to add a lot of sugar if it was just straight up currant. But they are lovely with other fruits, stone fruits.
The number here is 800-348-2551. It's Pie with Ellen Gray. And so far, we're batting 1,000. Some beautiful cheesecakes, some blueberry pie, and the hand pies, of course. Fantastic. Yeah. So I'll just warn you, Ellen Gray, just for a moment. We're going to take a break here, and then we'll get back to the phones and such. I've been texted by Mike Bowen that we have to give them a little extra time. Jim Mountier and Mike want to run in and get some cheesecake. And so just back off and just, you let those guys do their thing because you'll get hurt. 800-348-2551 is the number. Don't rush. Eat your pie. It's fine. They know what to do. 800-348-2551. Pies. Ellen Gray will be back. We'll be right back. All right, well, Boogaloo Joe Jones there, brown bag. I've never seen this before. The engineer actually usually waits to the end of the show. He couldn't wait for the cheesecake. Jim Mountier was screening the calls, and Mike Bowen.
Rough crowd.
I tell you what, this is definitely the weirdest one we've ever done, right?
Am I wrong? It's a little off kilter.
What we need is grounding, okay? And let's go to Amy Halloran.
Amy,
hello, how are
help,
you?
Help, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We're great.
So, I want to know, Ellen, what your favorite kind of pie to make is year-round.
That's so cruel.
Why?
Well, I know.
It's like picking your favorite child.
Exactly. But you just think about it. Like, what's the one that still makes you so excited? Like, I can't wait to make this.
You need some water. She needs some water.
No.
She's verklempt, Amy.
No, this has been one of...
It's all right. Listen, I know the Heimlich maneuver more or less. And if not, I got a defibrillator out in the front. It'll be fine.
Amy, I'm gonna tell you that, quite honestly...
Amy, she's dying. I'll answer the question. I like a Loganberry pie myself. It's one of the easiest pies to make. And
Amy, the two that we're eating today, actually... The cheesecake pie. I love that pie.
Oh, my God.
And the blueberry.
Amy, can you get over here right now? Because I'm going to need to finish this show. I don't know anything about pie.
I know.
No, but year-round. Peaches, I adore peach pie, but you can't get peaches that are the same in August that you can get in December.
You know, you sound like Brenda Vaccaro now. So, I mean, just saying. Okay. She'll be okay. How you doing, Amy?
I'm good. Well, wilting, you know, I mean, this is a little warm.
Yeah, it is. Sure it is. It's a good day for pie, though.
It is a good day for pie. I'm back. Don't worry. Don't call. Cancel.
Welcome back to the Aspirating Pie Hour. The number is 800-348-2551. Brenda Vaccaro and I will be here until the top of the hour. Amy, God bless you. You're coming up soon on the show, too, right? One of these days, one of these weeks?
Yeah, in July. But Ellen,
yes.
I want to bring up service berries.
Okay.
Ellen,
have you ever made
a service berry pie?
No, it requires so many. I've never had access to quantity like that, you know, 2 pounds. Or where do you get quantities of service berries?
Well, in this area, they're really planted as street trees. So there's a lot of street trees in Albany, like, I know so many people who have like their trees, and we're on the street. We're on the service berry watch. My family, we planted service berries on purpose.
Okay.
Because it's so good. They have these tiny little seeds.
Yes.
That it's a berry that's better baked, you know, or made into jam.
Mm-hmm.
The fresh is lovely, but I want to save it all up and make it into, you know, this vanilla-y, almond-y pie with a beautiful berry.
Okay.
Ray, they're like blueberries.
Yeah.
But they grow.
They're wild.
But is there another name for service berries?
Oh, there's a lot of names. There's service berry, June berry, Saskatoon berry.
Oh, wait, Saskatoon.
Saskatoon or June berry.
Right.
But Amy, don't you, have you been able to amass enough of these berries to actually make a pie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have at least one service berry pie every year.
Okay.
I make a little jam. I throw it in the freezer. Mm. We scout out places where we can really get them.
Oh, interesting.
And, I'm remembering that Robin Wall Kimmerer has a book called Service Berries.
Okay.
And it's about the benefits of a gift economy. She's an indigenous writer, a botanist.
Mm-hmm.
And so a book that sings the song of blueberries, of service berries,
great.
Of course. And actually, I picked up a service berry cookbook.
No way.
From, I think, I got a whole service berry cookbook. There's a movement to industrialize them or, you know, commercialize them.
Sure, sure.
Will you
sure.
bake one of these in July?
Yeah, why don't you bake one in July?
When are you on in July?
Good question. I'll ask my
Not
producer.
Not too long.
All right.
I think it's July 17th.
Oh, No, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. And
I know that's... in the neighborhood, I might stroll through.
Well, Amy, thanks a lot. I'll find out when you're on and I'll get in touch, but thanks for the call.
Thanks, Amy. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, all right. So service berries are not that common where you are.
Well, you wouldn't gather them in your neighborhood, in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you see them around.
Okay.
What a delicious berry that we also don't get are Marion berries, and those are more Pacific Northwest.
Former Washington, D.C. mayor.
Washington State.
Yes.
No.
I had a little couple of problems, but he was fine. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mike in Brant Lake. Mike, you're on. Mike, what's going
okay, oh, dear, Mike.
Mike is in the car with a Sasquatch. Okay. Brian in Saratoga. Brian, you're on.
Hey, Ellen. Hey, Ray.
Hi.
Hey. Two quick statements and a cautionary tale about apple pie.
Okay.
Roger that.
A lot of people don't remember. I know Ray does. The Knickerbocker Arena. They used to call it the Knickerbocker Arena. I still call it the Knickerbocker.
Dead had a great album there,
I'm pretty sure Grandpa from the Munsters played for the Knicks.
Oh, cut it out.
Days.
Al Lewis?
I'm telling you, look that up.
We have to look that up.
I was watching Car 54, Where Are You, every morning during the fun drive.
The third thing is a cautionary tale about apple pie. My grandmother made a great apple pie. I always say, I want to learn how to make it. She said, well, you better come down here. It's like a whole day, you know, from scratch. I never did it. She never wrote anything down.
Yep.
That pie recipe's lost. So a cautionary tale.
Yes.
Anybody that wants to learn how to make something, go learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And because if it's not written down, it's gone forever.
This is a great point you make about recipes. Excellent point. But I mean, you can get a frozen pie. It's almost as good, right?
But this is an
excellent
point.
Well.
Thanks, you for calling, Brian.
How about
that? No, that's so true.
Yeah.
So true.
All right. Some emails here. You want to do some emails?
Yeah, sure.
What else could go wrong?
I don't know.
You almost died. No. I mean, this has really been quite a show. Honestly.
We're back.
800-348-2551. Oh, boy. John writes in, I like to make cherry and blueberry hand pies. They come out great, but they frequently leak while baking. Do you have any advice on that?
I have one word for you.
What?
Freezer. You have to assemble them, and then you have to set them in the freezer for about 15 minutes before you bake them. If you put them together and then you just put them in the oven, oftentimes the butter will start to melt and they won't hold themselves together.
Could you par-bake the, or you can't?
No, you can't because it's a hand pie. So just, even if you don't have room in the freezer, if you can pop them into the refrigerator for about a half an hour before, and the oven has to be hot. None of this kind of lukewarm, tepid oven.
Now, when you say hot, I mean,
like 400 degrees.
Okay. Is that optimum? 400?
Well, no, everybody. See, I can't say that across the board because everybody's oven is different. And then they'll call me and they'll.
What kind of oven do you have?
What kind of oven do I have?
No, not what brand. What style? Is it gas? Is it electric?
Gas.
Is it?
It's gas, yeah. I mean, I think gas heats up faster than electric, and I think you can get a higher heat. But you want, you know, for the ultimate kind of result of a pie pastry, you want to have a cold pastry going into a hot oven.
Okay. And do you use a thermometer inside your oven? Because I find that if you set it at 400, it's not always 400.
It's not. Everyone should have an oven thermometer. I think if you've worked with an oven for a long time and it's, you know, giving you good, consistent results, then it should be hovering near where you need it to be. But an oven thermometer is certainly not a huge expenditure. And you should have one to see where you are.
We bought one, but it disappeared. I don't know. It's
baked
in the oven
something.
Somewhere.
Probably. It might be in that pie.
Mm, delicious mercury. Nancy in Northfield, Mass., writes in, just a note about the Knickerbocker Glory served at the British fast food chain Wimpy's. At least during the 1980s, the base could barely be called ice cream because it contained more vegetable than dairy fat, and the topping was canned fruit cocktail.
Oh,
yes, the
no.
kind with the bits of the maraschino cherries. Perhaps an acquired taste, says Nancy.
Oh, Nancy, I'm sad that was your experience, but I think if you have a Knickerbocker Glory sundae at a place that makes them well, you would have.
Does anybody still do that?
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Well, certainly in the British
is Wimpy's still a thing?
No. Wimpy's is gone.
Yeah. Oh, good. Now your phone's going off. Well, what else? Oh, the ceiling fell in. That's fine. Well, there are only 9 minutes left. Dan writes in, Ellen, which pie has more sugar, sweet potato or pumpkin pie?
Well, sweet potatoes have natural sugars for sure, and probably a little bit more than pumpkins do. It depends on what you're adding to your pie, you know, how you're sweetening it, what you're using. But, I mean, sweet potatoes are sweeter than pumpkins. You could use butternut squash in a pumpkin pie also. That's kind of tasty. And are you concerned about sugar, or are you just...
It's an email, but I'll just say, yes, I'm concerned about sugar.
You're concerned about sugar. Well, then I would consider maybe a different sweetener than what you're using, you know, than just a granulated.
Do you ever make sugar-free pies?
No, but I try to make pies with less sugar.
Okay, so you won't use some of the various artificial and natural non-sugar
I don't.
Sweeteners.
If you had fruit, let's say stone fruit, at peak season, like the sweetest peaches, then you might be able to get away with it. You'd still need a thickener, obviously. But sugar does other things in the pie as well, in the filling.
Oh, yeah.
And it helps promote, you know, the juices. It flavors it. It has to do with how it holds together.
Yeah.
So if you take that ingredient out,
okay,
it's going to impact the texture.
Denise writes in, blueberry pie a la mode in Maine is the best pie. Oh, my.
I cannot find fault with any of that statement.
You know, my sweetheart, she used to work here. She was the fund drive director hundreds of years ago. And she went up to Maine with her folks and brought me back. This is long before, not long before we got married, but it was a fast engagement.
Yes, it was more than 25 years ago, let's say.
Yeah. She brought me a blueberry pie, and that pretty much sealed the deal.
It was a marry me blueberry pie.
That was it. Let's go to Rensselaer. And Richard, you're on.
Yes, mulberries are very common starting now. Would you ever use them with all those stems?
Probably not, but you can forage and use many different things in pie. But again, it's an acquired taste. Not everybody likes that. Not everybody likes the texture. I would maybe use it in moderation with another fruit.
Richard.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. What's the weirdest thing you ever baked into a pie?
Oh,
don't say 4 and 20 blackbirds.
No. I know there have been curious things, and right now I am not
let's put it this
remembering.
Way. Well, give me an epic fail. Give me an Ellen Gray, who is presumably, although I don't see any evidence of this, you're not perfect, right?
Oh, I am perfectly imperfect.
All right, so what's the big mistake? The pie that you say, God, I'll never do that
again. I'll tell you an epic fail, and this is a blueberry pie story.
All right.
That, you know, ever so often in retail, you'll have someone who might be a little bit more needy and wants something when they want it. You know, do you remember Verushka in Willy Wonka?
Sure.
Oh, so this was kind of like, I want my blueberry pie, but I want it now.
Right.
And so it was suggested not to slice this blueberry pie because it had just come out of the oven.
Yeah.
And they whisked it away and took it to their, you know, grandmother's 90th birthday celebration and sliced it and then called me. And said, it's runny, right? So that was an epic fail, not on my part.
Do you consider yourself a good customer service person? You seem very patient with me.
I am patient with you, Ray.
Yes.
but I think I'm a pretty patient person. I think it's really important to treat people kindly, and especially in the baking world.
Yeah.
It's really important to think about the people on the other side of the counter.
Right.
You know, I work for really nice people. I've always worked for really nice people who work very, very hard.
What's the name of that joint again?
I now work in South Orange at a place called Three Daughters Baking.
Okay. And just a pie place?
No, it's laminated doughs. It's beautiful croissants and cakes and yes.
Now, is this pie here, it's shiny, the blueberry pie. Is that a laminated dough?
No, it is not.
Well,
it's
what's
just
the glaze
butter
on it?
It's nothing.
Shellac?
That's the juices from the blueberries.
No, it is not.
Yes,
look,
it is.
No,
I know.
No, it's
Do you
shiny.
See how it bubbles up around the edges? Do you know that a pie, listen, Ray, the pie bakes from the outside first to the middle. So this part always gets a little shiny.
Let's agree to disagree on this. There's definitely some shine. You put butter or
nothing,
sugar. Or...
Nothing. That is this. If you were to take this blueberry and you put it on the edge of the pie in the heat, it will get, you know, sort of tacky like that, jammy. Jammy is a word that we can use.
But not melty.
But not melty nor ooey gooey.
Well, this is not ooey gooey. You did very well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And you lived.
I mean, Are we wrapping up?
Well, we want to go one more question?
I do want to go one more question, but I have to quickly say happy birthday to my dear pal Sue in Rockville Center, who loves pie and is an excellent pie maker herself. Happy birthday,
Sue. Is she
Sue.
Listening?
I hope so.
Because if not, then why waste the breath?
No, I think she is.
All right. Sue, happy birthday. Mwah. Okay, Steve in Schenectady, go ahead.
Hey, just real quick question. I know we're wrapping up. Lard, butter, or shortening for pie crust?
Yes.
I like all butter because I like the taste of all butter. You certainly could use lard. You could do a combination of lard and butter or butter and shortening, but I'm kind of a butter all the way girl.
Why is that?
I love the taste of it, and it also gives you a nice flaky crust.
Would you ever use the, hydrogenated oil?
I grew up with hydrogenated in the blue can.
My grandmother used that stuff all the time.
Absolutely, and they were delicious pies.
Okay, and what about the lard?
Lard, I have to tell you that I just get that hint, that tiny hint of thick-cut bacon in the distance.
What do you think about that, Steve?
Yeah, I think I agree. Butter. That's not my favorite, but a lot of people say lard is the best for pie crust.
Yeah. Whatever you feel is best, but I'm a butter girl.
Hey, man, we're done. Thanks for calling in, Steve.
Thanks,
appreciate
Steve.
It very much. You and I have to have a discussion. The next show.
Okay. I have to tell you, I'm going to the Butter Museum in Ireland this summer.
Really?
There is a Butter Museum in Cork, and I will report back.
Did you know I did an entire show on butter with Haley Whalen a few years ago?
Why was I not invited?
You should have come.
We did a blind butter taste test. Oh, you're killing me.
It was off the charts.
Okay.
And it wasn't the best radio, but we had a lot of fun. Hey, Ellen Gray, how do people find you on the internet?
NoMoreMrNicePie.com.
You like your pie. My golly. Well, thank you for coming all this way. Support comes from Paul Rich & Sons, family-owned and operated for over 43 years, featuring fine furniture, mattresses, outdoor, and design, located in a 30,000-square-foot historic building in downtown Pittsfield. Delivery anywhere. PaulRich.com. Chef Rick Orlando, now booking cultural food tours of Sicily, the Piemont, and Tuscany for October 2026. RICOrlando.com for more. And the Eighth Step, celebrating their 59th season, bringing contemporary and traditional folk music to upstate New York and beyond, in residence at Proctor's, 8thstep.org for coming events and tickets. All right. Thanks again to Ellen Gray for being here. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the emails. Thanks to Mike Bowen, who got some pie in the middle of the show. It's a new record. Jim Mountier screened the calls. He's also dining as we speak. I'm Ray Graff. We'll see you on Monday for a Medical Monday. Enjoy your weekend, and we will see you.